Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So from one filmmaker, Aviva Kempner, with her great documentary that's coming out about Mo Berg, a 20s and 30s catcher in Major League Baseball that became a spy. They also have a movie out about it now that I told you about when I was talking to her. What was it called? The cat spy or something? The catcher's a spy. There you go. So she's doing a different one. It's a documentary on a lot different than the feature film that's out now. But Adam Hirschman is a funny guy. He's got a flick out now, Zen Dog. You can get it on video on demand. I was looking at it. Adam, first of all, thanks for coming on the bench. I was looking at it before, and it seemed like you said something about it, like on Twitter, that it took 5 years to do it.
Yeah, usually when I do a movie, it takes, 10 to 15. So this was a quick one. This was quick. Yeah. I've had a project I've been working on since 1983, and that's going to be released in 4 years. So I'm very excited about that. It's about Mo Berg. It's about my,
So you were working undercover for the CIA back in the day, and Hiroshima, Nagasaki, a little World War II action, going after the Germans.
Yeah, I'm 74 years old, Scotty. Why are you on the bench? I just want to get you off the bench for one show.
You're telling me.
I mean, this is like, it's enough of this bench, garbage.
I've been on it for so long. I'm like, you talk about old, 74. I'm 104, actually. But I'm still cool. Chicks dig me. I'm 104, and chicks still want to sleep with me. It's unbelievable.
Well, why do you think I'm here?
I know. Okay? It's incredible. So I got to ask you I want to ask you more about the flick later. I want to talk to you about your teams. So you got Cousins. You're a big Viking fan, Twins, T-Wolves, et cetera. What did you think when you got Cousins after last year's NFC Championship debacle that everybody thought you were going to the Super Bowl in your home building and you screwed that up? What did you think when they turned around and got Cousins?
Well, when that happened, when we lost that game, I ordered 4 shots of whiskey and immediately passed out. And I just am reminded for the first time that we didn't go to the Super Bowl. So thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
About that.
Sorry.
I was one of the guys who didn't want Cousins. And I think that's like, he's a great guy. He's a very good quarterback. But the fact that he never got it done in Washington, I just wasn't like someone who was like, oh, we should give him $84 million.
Right.
I was like, let's go keep Keenum. Let's keep Bridgewater. It was a good season. Let's see what we got. But now I'm on the bandwagon. He's working with Diggs and Thielen, and, he's totally ingratiated himself to the Vikings. And so now I'm on board. But at first I have to say, I was kind of hoping that they'd go a different direction because I thought it was a lot of money for him just because he hadn't done much in the playoffs. I mean, he hadn't even gotten the skin to the playoffs. So, it's more than just a quarterback, I think, even though they say it's a quarterback league.
When did you, when you saw them win that game against the Saints on that miracle play, you had to be freaking out.
I literally did. I did laps. Wherever I was, I just remember I started running, and I didn't stop running for, 3 minutes. And I just made, a loop around the bar that I was at, just running. It was incredible. It was the most amazing thing that's probably ever happened to me, besides that Mo Berg movie.
Do you think?
I'm not kidding you. I bought the T-shirt. I don't even know what I just.
So what
I
happened all to you the next week when they went from that, euphoria to devastation? What?
I just started drinking, and I passed out, and I forgot it until today that we didn't go.
Right.
And then I got really into. I'm one of those guys who gets into the draft. I get into the preseason. I get into the off season.
Right.
Football's it's 12 months a year for me.
So how did did you grow up there?
But I grew up in Minneapolis. Yeah.
Right.
So I remember going to games and rooting on
Did you ever listen to me on K-Fan back in the day when you were a kid?
Absolutely. You're a legend. This is why I'm here.
All right. So tell me about, do you think they, that, that they should, like, because I think they offered Kat a ton of money, the T-Wolves. And then Wiggins, people seem to have turned on Wiggins. And my question is, do you like the military regime of Thibodeau, Sergeant Patton, running your basketball team?
Okay, so once again, I think I called this one wrong. So I was like, bring Tibbs in. He did a great job with Chicago. And then the minute I went to see, like, I went to a game and I saw how he instructed every single play. He's like barking orders. He never sits down. I mean, if you're a head coach in the NBA, you should sit down. You should sit down for 4 or 5 minutes, maybe a quarter. Like, I love Steve Kerr because he's like, they're not stressed out. Tibbs is so over the top intense. He's terrible. He's frightening. He's like a soccer mom out there. Like, he's just yelling and whining and moaning. I mean, he's horrible. So I think Tibbs is a waste. I think he's I love Jimmy Butler, don't get me wrong, but he brought in D Rose. They wanted to bring in Noah. We wanted to be the Chicago Bulls of 2013.
Do you think Butler will go to the Knicks next year?
Yes.
Wow. And then you'll be left naked at the altar. Well, let me ask you this question. When they play remember they were playing the football games outside and the college team and the Vikings, the Gophers and the Vikings were playing at the Gopher Stadium, right? And they were playing all the games outdoors in the winter when it's like Fran Tarkington, like NFL Films type cold, freezing ass. And you're just miserable. Yeah. What was it like when you got to watch your teams play in that frozen Siberia weather outdoors before they built that indoor Shangri-La they play in now?
It was so great. I had tears in my eyes. I think the first time I saw him outside, because I was inside. So I was. I like being inside and watching football happen outside.
Right.
I don't think football should be played inside. I don't.
Right.
You know. But then again, I'm watching inside.
So did you move to Hollywood and get out of there, or do you still go back? What do you love more?
You know, I love Minneapolis. I mean, it's, you know, Prince and the Revolution, you know,
right.
You know, we still got the Common Man, you know, he's still playing golf. You know, the weather is atrocious. It's a great place. And it's a good sports town. But, like, you know, at Los Angeles, we got Machado and they got LeBron.
Right.
I'm not used to, like, all these good players wanting to play in a city that you live
right.
in. It's very bizarre here.
So
Los Angeles is a crazy
right.
place.
I lived there for 10 years. I actually got to make a couple movies. They were both horrible, but they were awesome. I got to work with some, you know, great actors and whatever, and great directors. It was all crazy for me. I loved it, but I got to ask you. So, listen, this guy's tripping me out. I kind of like him. He's funny. I get a kick out of him. Can you hang out for a little bit? Because I want to ask you more about Zendog. Can you do another segment with me?
Yes.
That's a yes. He had to think about it there. I'm glad.
No.
I got
a pizza in the oven, and I'll just let it cook slowly.
No, that's grab the pizza in the break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about your films, because I like a lot of them. You're a funny dude. I want to talk about
right.
Zendog with Adam Hirschman and more about his teams. A funny dude right here on the bench tonight. All right, so we're talking to Adam Hirschman, the great actor out in Hollywood. He's got a flick out, Zendog. I got to ask you, how's the pizza?
It's great.
It's good.
It's really good. I didn't burn it this time.
Good. Do you sit and eat the whole, like, pizza, the frozen dinner pizza? Like, because I eat the whole thing, sometimes two.
Yeah, I kind of fold it in thirds.
Right.
Which I don't know if mathematically that makes any sense.
No.
But I kind of fold it into, like, a taco. And then I just eat it.
Right.
I don't even remember eating it most of the time.
What kind do you eat?
Pizza?
Yeah.
Well,
do you like Is it like a Supreme, or is it just a pepperoni? What is it?
No, I think I like a good thin crust pizza.
Right.
You know, I think plain margarita is good. But I do love, like, barbecue chicken. I can get a little crazy. I like pizza.
Right. So do I. You know,
What do you like? Like, what do you like? It's Friday, or maybe it's a weekend,
right.
and you want to treat yourself. What are you doing?
So, like, if I were eating a pizza, I'd probably go, pepperoni, sausage, onion. I don't mind a supreme pizza, but have you ever had the like the cheapest frozen pizza ever that's kick-ass? It's like a board pizza. It's like a flat board.
The best. It comes on a piece of cardboard.
Right. It's like a I think it's called Tostino's. It's like a is literally like the cheapest frozen pizza you could buy on the face of the earth, but it is absolutely like if you did like three bong rips, the greatest pizza ever. I mean, it is fantastic.
Even if you do anywhere from 3 to 6 bong rips,
right.
It's good.
It's like a six. It's almost like a how would I describe it? It's like a square pizza, and it's crunchy. So it's like the crust is crunchy when you bite it, and it's just absolutely phenomenal. And it only costs like $3. It's like literally the worst pizza ever, but it is honestly the best pizza I've ever eaten.
They should rate pizzas with bong rips, like this is a 3 to 6.
I agree. And, you know,
this is like a 6 to 10.
Do you
think a 1 to 2?
Do you think we have better pizza here in New York than you do in Los Angeles? Because I lived in both, and I got to tell you, the pizza here is better.
Oh, 100%. New York has like, what, the best water? Is that what they say? The best, those, like, the bread?
Right. It's the sewer. It's the Hudson River water they use to make the pizza.
It's chemicals you can't recreate.
No. So let me ask you, if you could, like in this movie you did, Zendog, if you could, because I think this is pretty cool, like the, you know, the lucid dreaming. And I said that, like I had said before you came on the show, that if I could get that in a pill, like a lucid dreaming pill that I could, like, you know, if you were doing ecstasy or something, you would do like a hit of it. I would actually like to do a hit of lucid dreaming where I would have like an 8-hour, you know, like be hallucinating while I was dreaming.
You're a genius. That's like, yeah, I would do that too. It's amazing. That's a great idea.
You know what I mean?
If there's any scientists or listening, can we get this, please?
Wouldn't it be great? Like, what did you think when they gave you this script and that you were going to try to sell your buddy Kyle Mudd, a.k.a. Mudd, that he needs to go on a psychedelic Volkswagen lucid dreaming tour?
Well, it's funny because it's like everybody experiences that moment when you have like this crazy, amazing dream and you wake up and you're like, what the? Are you kidding me?
Right.
I want to get back there.
Right.
I was so close to whatever that was. That was so great. You know, she was 27. I remember she was 27. You know, she was from Texas. You wake up and you want to go back. And this film kind of deals with this. This guy.
Do you remember your dreams? Do you remember your dreams?
I remember some. I remember some.
I don't remember.
I have a crazy dream where I get a 10-day contract. I'm not kidding. This is true. I get a 10-day contract, and I'm not that good, and I kind of don't know why they hired me, but it's like I think I had a good – like I had a couple good games, and for some reason they like let me play. It's like the greatest dream of all time.
And were you on the T-Wolves?
I always feel like I was on the 76ers.
Wow.
Maybe it was the Boston Braves. I don't remember.
Yeah. I wonder if
it was in the ABA. I think it was the ABA.
Wouldn't it be great if they brought back the ABA ball? Like, because I play ball in a league, and we play every week, and I've been playing for years and years and tons of basketball. And we were saying tonight that we should use that ball, that red and white ball that they used to use.
The ABA is the greatest. Yeah, they should definitely use that ball. Have you read Loose Balls by Terry Pluto? That's the greatest book. If anyone's a basketball fan, it's the best book.
Because you have that fro that you've rocked, that Fletch fro. You've rocked the Fletch fro. You're like Dr. J, basically, of Hollywood.
Listen, it's a huge influence. And I actually got to meet Dr. J, and it was next to whatever I said was the greatest thing that's ever happened to me in my life in the last segment. This was like probably number two. I got to meet Dr. J. We both had, well, he kind of, his fro is like really like looks real, real nice now. Doesn't really have one, but I got to meet him and it was just like one of the greatest moments of my life. He's a legend. He's like one of my favorites.
Wow. So did you, all right. So when you did the flick and then it got all these awards out there in LA, were you stoked? I mean, obviously it had to be pretty cool because you've done some great flicks, some very funny flicks that we all remember. Like I think when you first got hot in early 2000s when you did Accepted, and then you started doing like the Harold and Kumar movies, and then you ended up doing the hot tub flick. How do you feel like It's going. Like, you know, when you go out there, I've done it, you've done it. Like, it's a grind. It's no joke trying to, you know, make it as an actor and get, you know, the paychecks coming in. How has it gone for you? Where do you feel you are after, you know, from 12 years ago when you first went out there?
I peaked right away. So, like, basically what I would tell people is you don't want to start on top. And if you do, try and hang on as long as you can, whatever it takes, just hang on, because it's going to go down really, really quick. And then it's much tougher to get back on top again. So like that. So I'm going on that second climb right now, just kind of scrapping my way back up. So when you start on top, just really enjoy the hell out of it. Take those lucid dreaming pills.
Right.
And have a blast, you know.
What do you think of people that go out, like, pizza? When you see actors that you know, because you've been there a while now and you've done it all, do you feel like when you see these young actors that come out there, because, like, I always thought there was a lot of flimsy people out there, and I was always like, are you, like, is this happening? Am I talking to this person? I'm like, I'm not even listening
you
to
you. Hate yourself. And your team. And if your team's winning, life is great. If your golf game's good, you're a happy guy. You got a case of bourbon in one hand, Pappy Van Winkle, a couple cigars, you're in a good mood. Otherwise, just life is terrible.
So what do you do? Do you go through like an agency or anything? Do you have like, who reps you?
Craigslist. I'm also on eBay. You can find me on eBay,
Twitter,
Craigslist. Yeah, Twitter, and I don't know. Maybe StubHub.
I don't think you
get tickets on StubHub to see Hall and Oates.
My wife is at the Dave Matthews concert right now, having steamy sex with him.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's so cool you let her go see Dave Matthews.
Right.
I mean, the guy was a legend.
She goes all the time.
You know she's, like, reliving, like, that time in her life right now.
Yeah, fantasies, because, like, she's like one of these deadheads. She has gone to see Dave Matthews now, like 10, 15 times. And, like, she's blatantly admitted to me that she wants to sleep with him and thinks nothing of me.
And you probably let her. And you probably let her because you love her.
That's true. I probably would. Like, I didn't interfere with her going for the 15th time. She's like, I'm going to Dave again. And I'm like, see ya. Later, I got to go to work, as usual. I played my basketball game tonight, and then I went straight to work. And she's off, you know, gallivanting with her lover at the concert or whatever the hell it is. I can't keep up with it.
If you got to play a pickup game with your buddies with a red, white, and blue ball, you don't care what she's doing.
Do you go to, like,
you know,
the Hollywood
on the other side of the world?
Do you go to, like, the Hollywood Bowl and places like that to see things, or do you go to concerts out there? Do you go to Coachella or anything like that?
I don't really go to Coachella. It's like a whole thing, you know.
Right.
It's like one of these whole, like, it's like a real commitment.
Right.
It's a super commitment, but I love the Hollywood Bowl. Hollywood Bowl is amazing, Greek theater.
Right.
That's one of the best things about living in a city like Los Angeles is, like, everyone comes through here, all the entertainment, blues, jazz, rock.
Do you go to Dodger games?
I do go to Dodger games. The Dodger Stadium is amazing. I love the old stadium. The old stadiums are the best. I hate the new stadiums. I really do.
I think the Dodger Stadium is one of the greatest places I've ever been. I want to tell you a quick story. So I left Dodger Stadium one day hammered. And I'm just going to be honest here. This is like Josh Hader admitting his youthful indiscretions with all of his racism. I'm not that guy, but I will tell you this story. I left the Dodger Stadium one day hammered. Like, I had like 15 beers in me. And I was so stupid and young and drunk and dumb and, I don't know, high. I drove down the freeway on the 10 in my RX-7 with convertible with the car in third gear doing 90 miles an hour. And the car caught on fire, and I got out of the car by like a Ford dealer in Carson, and I eventually ran on foot drunk so I wouldn't be arrested drunk driving with a car on fire on the freeway in Los Angeles. I left the car on fire and went back to get it like a day later.
Okay, that is incredible. The only thing that would make that story better is if it wasn't your RX-7.
It was the worst losing it, but I got to tell you, it did not end well, that whole story, although I never got arrested, and I did manage. Another story equal to that, I was at Dennis Rodman's one night in Newport Beach getting hammered, and the police came, and I thought, in the moment, this is a good time to get out of here, so I ran naked across the PCH highway, and with my phone in hand, got a ride from a friend, picked me up stark raving naked. I was skinny dipping in his pool when the police came. I ran naked and got away naked and made it about a half mile before being picked up in the weeds along the PCH.
Oh, my God, that's incredible. And did Rodman, what happened to him?
He became a raging alcoholic, and he hangs out with dictators.
From that, that was the moment.
I think so. Listen,
that was the defining moment. That should be in his book.
This is maybe one of the greatest interviews of all time, Mafia.
If you don't leave that party that night,
right,
you're an alcoholic hanging out with dictators yourself.
Right, and then people would be making fun of me for everything I wear and what I say and all the earrings on my face and in my nose. And, you know, I mean, because he has, like, become a complete freak of nature. So I used to host the Rodman World Tour when I had long hair and I sold drugs. So that's how I ended up naked in his pool and being friends with him. And Mafia knows he came to see me one night in New York when I was on Howard Stern. And he did the show one night, and we reminisced about all of our, you know, felonies and, you know, drug use. Listen, you have been one of my favorite guests ever on the show in 35 years. Guys, I really liked you.
Well, you're a legend. Love your stuff on Howard, and keep it going. And thank you for having me.
We got to get him on again. We'll call you during the Viking season, and we'll just talk football. All right.
I would love it.
I love this guy.
I'm sorry to Timberwolves fans. I was so hard on Thibodeau. But if he learns offense,
right,
he could be a great coach.
And he's really, you know, fat and ugly.
Yeah, but, you know, most of us are.
I know. So you're great. I loved having you on the show. Fantastic. I give you 5 stars. One of my favorite interviews of all time. Nice job, Mafia, getting the great, talented, funny Adam Hirschman. Adam, thanks so much, brother. Be cool.
All right.
I like that guy, Adam Hirschman. How awesome was that interview? We just hung out with that guy for like 45 minutes. And it was cracking me up. I think I want to do mushrooms with him.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.